find that, a lot of us have a lot of things in common in how we perceive the world. So I am really grateful for everyone's openness. And
I gotta call the plant and warn them.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
The Cara Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Cara, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Cara Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Cara Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Cara history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Cara Historical Society at carohistoscietey@yahoo.com.
There are so many new events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for you to find out what's going on in the area, what things you might want to do. Like on September 11th at 7 p.m., the Park Theater in Hudson on Warren Street is going to host a fundraiser for the Perfect 10 organization. That's an after-school program for girls ages 8 to 18 in the city of Hudson. The performers are Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire, Ian O'Neill from the band Deer Tick, and the band Diane and Gentlemen. Plus, Tommy Stinson, the legendary bass player for The Replacements and Guns N' Roses, is going to lend some items of his for a silent auction to also benefit Perfect 10. So you can stop out at the Park Theater on September 11th and find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura Kunruther of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that an organization representing landlords in New York on September 9th moved to begin a legal challenge to New York's eviction moratorium. They claimed the legislature's extension of New York's moratorium on pandemic-related evictions to January 15th conflicts with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The Rent Stabilization Association previously were successful challenging a provision of the moratorium in federal court. The eviction moratorium is for those with a financial hardship related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Landlords say they still must pay property taxes and other utility costs, but without rental income, they also have a financial hardship. Rent Stabilization Association Executive Director Joseph Strasberg said, and I quote, "No matter the spin by state lawmakers and Governor Hochul, this is a reimplementation of the previous law, completely disregarding last month's U.S. Supreme Court decision and ignoring key elements of our complaint."
It continues the vague COVID hardship declaration, which enables renters who never lost their job or skipped a paycheck to continue using the eviction ban as a moratorium on paying rent, end quote. State officials have been slowly doling out some of the $2.1 billion emergency rental assistance program to landlords. New Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin on September 9th said distribution of the rental assistance funding would be one of his top priorities. And you can read about this story at New York State of Politics. Sam Rowdens reports for Columbia Green Media that a zoning amendment proposed that would allow a few eating and drinking establishments in a residential part of Hudson may not be needed. On September 8th, the Hudson Common Council Legal Committee found that a 2018 Hudson law could be applied to the area west of 3rd Street where officials want to allow restaurants. But this current law only allows for buildings used for commercial purposes to petition the planning board to use a space for, and I quote, eating and drinking places, end quote. Hudson City Attorney Jeff Baker said, and I quote, "We can take the language and probably make some changes to it and have it apply to the R4 also," end quote. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said the city, with a housing crisis, doesn't want to lose residential spaces. In August, First Ward Alderperson Jane Trombley said having establishments in a residential zone would be a, and I quote, "degradation," end quote, but was now happy that this older law would not allow existing residents to be converted. The Common Council's next formal meeting is September 21st, and WGXC.org has a live web stream. Editor's note, DiPietro is a volunteer WGXC programmer, and you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that the town of Durham made no progress this week on the contentious Bosque subdivision in Cornville as officials wait for additional information before continuing with the State Environmental Quality Review Act Environmental Assessment Form review. The proposed Bosque subdivision would put 12 high-end homes and a farming operation on 95 acres that border Strong Road and Cornwallville Road in the Greene County hamlet. Durham does not have a planning board, so the town board handles building proposals, and the next Durham Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. September 21st at 7309 State Route 81. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 58. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. And Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 62 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
From Survive All comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming, WGXC, 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10. 10.
Next on the radio, Uzique and Mrs. Jinx with their 2021 release, The Secret Garden. Thank you.
number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine.
Network, an empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
With one purpose only, to point out and make public the dishonesty. Now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Yes. Hello.
Number
eight.
Eight.
I heard that you were doing yoga with Uma Thurman's brother just outside of Woodstock. Now you're watering all the flowers you planted with your new girlfriend outside on the rooftop. Just another phase you're rushing on through. Go all new age outrunning your blues. 50 gleaming chances in a row. Then I watch you flick them down like dominoes. Must feel good being this to start again. I know, know a girl who knows her. Another girl who knows the woman that you hurt. It's strange to see you smoking marijuana. You used to do the most cocaine of anyone I'd ever met. Just another phase you're shooting on through. The whole world changes right around you.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
how we're losing touch.
If you believe they put a man on the moon,
man on the moon.
If you believe there's nothing up his sleeve,
nothing is cool,
nothing is cool,
nothing is cool, nothing.
Chick 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 with their 2021 cover of REM's Man on the Moon with help from Mia Pace.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6, six.
Thank you.
That was 2021 new music from Amir El Safar and the Rivers of Sound Orchestra. The song was called March.
Number
5.
Next on the radio, we've got from the 2021 album Under the Lilac Sky. This is modular synth artist Rushi Jain and the song My People Have Deep Roots. This next song is from Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer, who's also a member of the Jaded Azurites with Mike Watt and the Skyfurrows with the Burnt Hills folks from Albany. Here in the Field Knots, she's collaborating with Robert Lloyd from the band Typing Test. This is the Field Knots' first song. It's called Mountain.
What do you call the edge of a field?
silver-beaded rim. Birch brim. The wind speaks a stretched-out syllable. Splayed fingers hold the edge of a page. The mountains are text blocks. I read as I walk. Skimming over red berries. Vine softened trunks. Matted confusion of dead trees. Thrown backwards along the line. Brown with use. Foxed and spotted. The earth is writing. What do you call the edge of a field? A line of is or be. Connects trees, hills, mountains. Half a mile. And is's move synchronously, scroll like snow, flakes enlarge as they swerve toward me, I walk the stretched out word. Flat, unbroken, white, line like a spine, keeps hills, trees, rocks together. The mountains are building up. Speech. The earth is writing, writing.
Number
three.
Here is brand new music from Food Man from Japan. His 2021 album, Yasuregi Land, is out, and this is Food Court from Food Man. Thank you.
number
just heard The Tunnel from Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt's 2021 album Lucy and Aaron.
Number
one.
That was Sculpting the Exodus from the 2021 album I.O. from Circuit de U on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Here's Jess Spears' set from the WGXC 10th anniversary show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go into it is entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. So people switch stations, you know? Come on. The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propagandize.
And Green County.
It's 90.7
FM.
Akron, yeah. Hudson, Catskill.
This is very natural and meaningful conversations. And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing. Because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you hear. And that's different from music. Which people don't have such a problem with that because they have this visual thing with the book, with words, and then visualization experience. This is different. You are being asked to sharpen your hearing, sharpen your listening, listen for listen for a variety of other things that are going on, and teach that part, the theme, the story. It's a skill. It really is a skill, and you just are invited to this rich trust of you.
The cornerstones of our radio family.
Sound, voice,
for elders.
But to be around these people, they are awesome. They are like amazing. And I do think it is an art form for the future, because it's just not appreciated.
When I moved back, where I'm currently living at the top of California's Redwood Coast, I discovered that the community did.
Hello, Abnara, WGXC
97.7.
Sometimes I have to
run off school, but sometimes we are programming very chatty. I got the car at 11.
The other day I got into the car and pushed another of my 88 buttons and was taken on a different kind of ride. It's call letters spelled M-E-G. This signals meandering through heavy winds and frequent mudslides. It comes out of the south end of the county and gets me to a translator and another one.
I'm taking out a record. The DJ's voice is crap.
This is Sam, and this is
She slowly reveals the time, detailing minutes before the hour, rather than some digital explanation on a loop. She exhales, and I have no idea what she's talking about, or what she's just saying, or is about to put on the same table,
much
or who's just walking through the That's my radio love story.
Radio hotline, the main line, the main headline. So the question is, where does the magic of Mother Radio come from? Thank you. In the end, we have to go way back, many millennia. That magic descends from a kind of primal hunger to bend our ears to the heavens to hear the voices of God in the wind. And then the magic of Mother Radio. Just what it does is bring us closer to these fundamental rhythms of entropy and instability, ephemerality, decay. All of these qualities that human hubris wants to deny existence. A lot of those qualities are shared actually by community and when Mother Radio inhabits a community transmission, there's also the fragility and potential entropy of community. Those two play off of each other and echo each other. The magic of Mother Radio also invites us into this kind of liminal kind of window space of ambiguity, polyphony, multiplicity, the simultaneity of infinity and also immediacy. Right here in our ear, and let it fall through.
And I'm here. We'd like to begin, by just saying thank you to everyone who the symposium we've enjoyed the last 2 weeks. So the entire Wharton team, and also the students from the Bauhaus University of Weimar, and everyone who helped us put this together, thank you so much.
The edge between the raw and the cooked. We have the lunatique radiophonique calling.
You are listening to WEX 98.7 FM Sutra, creative and community radio in Green and Columbia County.
All the calculated algorithms, the data models, incontrollable, hard to commodify, hard to pin down, hard to measure, despite all the pretensions. And I love that.
Live performer, and we had only allowed him an extremely short period of time to play.
And the castaway, that castaway
spirit, the pirate spirit. Only give you a very short period of time to
what's going on, you rocking with Young Paris?
You're now listening to WGXC 90.7. Excellent. Catskill, Hudson. Three hands on radio from Greater Columbia County.
Mr. Gregory Whitehead.
WGXC
90.7 FM.
Acra.
Yes!
Woo!
That was awesome!
Shout.
Thank you.